News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is the February 20th Radio Show 2021, and today we're going to discuss the history of polio epidemic in the 1950s and 40s. So otherwise, good morning. Welcome to the El Paso History Radio Show, and that's now live on KTSM AM 690. That's in El Paso, and it's on TV streaming live on our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show, and live on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When. And this is the place where we say, Texas history
begins in El Paso.
It does, and today I'm glad to be in El Paso.
Well, me too.
Compared to the rest of Texas
Poor
history.
Texas.
Bless their hearts, but they're thawing out and wondering what they're going to have to drink. Yeah. They're going to have to drink all their vodka.
There you go. We're going to have to send them vodka.
That'll take care of the whole week.
Yeah, Deep Eddy and some of those others out there.
My
daughters are thinking about moving home.
We'll get to that story someday, maybe. But in the meantime, you got that radio thing going on there.
Yes, people can find us audio streaming live on the internet, also on ktsmradio.com, where you can then click on the iHeartRadio link and listen to us anywhere you are, including Frozen Texas.
Pepe's is open today. Mm-hmm. They have dining inside, also takeout. I'll be doing that today. And you're in Canyatillo, 877-2152.
Get their chicken sopa. That is perfect
for this kind
of weather. It's my favorite soup, yes. Now, Mission Del Rey now has a walk-in radio discount going on through February 15th, which has come and gone.
Oh, I missed that one. You know what?
I missed that one.
I put the new one on their page that we talk about extra. They've got some specials. Yep. Just say, wait till you hear this.
Yes.
They've got some specials coming up. Give them out the phone number.
We'll be talking about that, too. So... They're open for people to go in now, and also still you can get your $20 weekly coupon via online orders. So at missiondelray.com. Now you can also give them a call at 915-440-2140.
I asked them what was new, and they told me, and I changed the other page, not this one.
I saw it and meant to change it.
Anyway, so Life in the Fast Lane, you got a history moment going today?
Yes, I do. It was a new way for doctors to make house calls.
That's true. It happened in El Paso.
That's right.
That is so cool. All right. So we have got history going on today for the 20th of February, 2021. Polio was a 1940s and a 1950s epidemic that caused a stir actually around the world. I don't think it went to pandemic, but that's a definition we'll have to figure out.
It's beyond that.
It was big.
There's a term for it. Yeah,
it was huge.
Around the world, yeah.
But in El Paso, we had the March of Dimes, and most school students remember a shot on a sugar cube as a vaccination. And we're going to revisit the history of polio today and hear from some El Pasoans who are part of that era. In the second hour, we have Patricia Kidney coming and telling her experience. But in the first hour, we've got Gabe Duran on the radio. Good morning, Gabe.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Gabe.
And we've got your sister, Ninfa, with you. Good morning, Ninfa.
Good morning.
Welcome to both of you. Now, Gabe, this actually was your idea, I remember. You said that, why don't we do a show on polio? And I got to thinking, why? Why not? I mean, so here we are.
It's history.
But it is. And it's not, we do all kinds of history in El Paso here. But this was actually history that went all over the place. And yet you, Gabe, and Ninfa, you guys had that going on in your family. Gabe, why don't you tell us what your experience was in your household?
Well, it was quite an experience. My sister, Ninfa, you can see her picture right there on Facebook. Lovely person. Oh, by the way, Jackson, thank you for having us on.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, I'm younger than Ninfa, and I went through the part of her life when she was a few years older than me. She's like maybe 7 or 8 years older than me. So the early history of Ninfa's condition, I don't recall. But, of course, being 4 years old and older, I do remember a lot about having someone who's handicapped in your family and what you have to do to go through life with someone who's handicapped, and I never saw Ninfa as handicapped. She was just my sister, and whenever she needed something, well, we were there to help. Sometimes at night she'd call me, and I'd pick her up and take her to the bathroom and wait outside, put my head against the door, and when she was done, pick her up and take her back. And then, of course, drive her around when she couldn't drive. But, you know, that's all for Ninfa. She'll tell her story. I just want to talk a little bit about the history of polio in El Paso, going back to ancient times, because I guess in a few minutes you can pop up the picture, but polio was even recorded in ancient Egypt. There's some hieroglyphics of someone with a withered leg. More than likely, that person who lived in Egypt thousands of years ago had polio, and they actually carved out in rock this person who was of some prominence and had a withered leg. And most likely it was polio. And it goes way back. So this has been a plague for many cultures, history, throughout mankind's time here on Earth.
Well, any idea from your experience or what you've studied, any idea why it exploded right after World War II into a much more larger group? Why?
Polio is transmitted in fecal matter. So kids who touch everything and put things in their mouth more than likely would catch polio through that way. And it's not only kids. It happened to adults. You might recall that President Roosevelt had polio. I think he contracted it when he was 23 years old, but he hid his condition from society for many years. Having propped up against podiums and things, so he would give the impression that polio wasn't affecting him.
But I think we have a picture of that. Yeah, we have a picture of him and some polio person, and I think he was in his limo. Didn't they actually try for a while to hide that from the public?
Oh, for a long while.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did, I guess people would think less of him, or they thought. If he was portrayed as having polio.
Couldn't do his job, maybe.
Even some of the historical pictures where he's with Churchill and Stalin, he's sitting down and his legs are covered, so you can't see his condition. But hats off to him, because he did a lot of stuff to help polio victims in the United States. In fact, he started a program called the March of Dimes, and we'll need to talk about this. Okay,
the March of Dimes.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, I'm just announcing it bigger than you did.
I
put it in bold
as a national program. He started the Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, and the March of Dimes was the promo program that they put out there. It was actually created by Eddie Cantor, the actor and comedian, and because it was kind of a play on there was a news series, the March of Time, and he went with March of Dimes, and that's how that program got started.
So, Gabe, what do you remember of the March of Dimes in El Paso?
Well, that's more for Ninfa to talk about, but of course, they helped Ninfa with all her medical problems.
Oh,
at the early part, so
they were paying people's bills.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, goodness.
And Ninfa will be able to talk more about this.
Okay, sure.
But, you know, what I want to talk a little bit about is how important it is to know your history. And the reason it's so important, because history repeats itself.
Yeah.
Now we're going through a pandemic right now, and many of the issues that we're facing now, we faced back then as a society. People were opposed to getting the polio vaccine because they thought, you know, they might get polio. And there are so many parallels between the current COVID crisis and the polio epidemic back then. People were discouraged from going shopping. People were discouraged from going to the movies. Swimming was absolutely crazy. You wouldn't be able to go swimming anywhere because of the pandemic.
Couldn't go to the movies.
So if you know your history, you'll know that it comes back in different forms, in different ways, but you'll be able to pick up the keys and say, hey, this is something that's going to happen in our future. So let's keep an eye on what's going on.
Well, we were bumping along. We were going along pretty good there, not a care in the world on this direction. And all of a sudden, everybody's got nothing else to think about but this. It's amazing. And, you know, also, you may recall that Elvis Presley took a famous picture of him getting a shot. And you know, there's a connection to El Paso with that picture. I mean, you may not know this, but I'll tell you, a woman named Ruth Tabor, she wrote for the El Paso Times. She wrote for El Paso Inc. Back in that day in New York, she was part of the PR group trying to figure out how to publicize the need for teenagers to go get vaccinated. So she had the idea. She told her boss, who's in that picture, was Elvis. She told her boss, why don't we try to get Elvis? So the lady named Ruth Tabor in El Paso, she rang up the manager to Elvis and finally got him on the phone and convinced him it would be a good idea. And sure enough, they took the picture with Elvis getting his polio shot. And after that, all the teenagers in America decided it was okay. And that's actually the story that happened. That woman lives in El Paso today.
Wow.
Not the one in the picture, but the one who created that situation for PR. How about that?
That's really wonderful.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah.
And on the Facebook page, you can see the El Paso Herald post, and it says, Dr. Salk's polio vaccine works.
Oh, yeah.
80 to 90% effective. So you might know right now that the coronavirus, COVID-19 virus has been, the vaccine is 80 to 90% effective, and we actually don't have polio in the United States right now. So go get your vaccine for COVID-19 if you can.
We assume they're going to work just as well. I mean, that's the people's question. And I do not want to have calls on the anti-vaxxer plus pro-vaxxer thing. That's not why we're talking about this today. But you're just drawing the parallels between that event and where we are today. And they are parallel. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
And so and when was that? The Herald Post, April 12th, 1955 is the one we put on the Facebook page. So anyway, keep going there, Gabe. The thing about polio, it was an amazing disease. You know, I mean, I remember myself going to getting a little sugar cube. I did that here in El Paso.
Yeah, I remember doing that at school, lining up with all the other kids. Yeah, get your little sugar cube.
All right, Gabe, go ahead.
I got that shot. It was like pretty scary because they had this machine that would inject you with maybe a few needles at one time, and then it left a scar on you. So you can recognize anybody from the polio era because they have that scar on their arm.
Yeah.
I still have it.
Well, I had a scar from a sugar cube. It was different.
His tongue looks terrible.
Yeah.
They gave him a ring. They pierced his tear.
No, they didn't. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, let's hear from Ninfa a little bit. She's there on the line.
Ninfa, we've got about 3 minutes before we take our first break, but tell us your experience because you were the kid in the house that had this happen. And what time or what part of your life did this happen to you?
Well, my earliest memories are when I was about 4 or 5 years old. But my mother told me that I got really sick with a high fever and my legs hurt a lot. I was 18 months old.
Oh.
And of course I cried a lot. And everybody in El Paso was so scared of the polio virus going around, infantile paralysis going around. As soon as they took me to the hospital, they were pretty sure that that's what I had. And it affected me from some of my back and my waist down, both legs. And I can't remember anything after that. My mother told me stories, you know, about people trying to heal me and cure me, and all kinds of quacks came out, and some were really sincere in their efforts to really want to cure polio victims, and others were just out there for the money or for something.
Oh my.
But my parents did try everything to get me well, cured, and after a while, my mother said, you know, I just lifted it up to God, and I prayed, and she said, I prayed that I knew that my little girl was going to be handicapped for the rest of her life, but I prayed that it wouldn't affect her heart, her personality.
You know,
it never did. I never felt like I was a victim.
Well, you've accomplished.
Right now, I feel for my mother because I'm a mother myself, and I know what she was going through at that time.
Well, you accomplished
but
quite
I
a.
Never,
you can't hear
I
me.
Never
doing
felt,
that.
Yeah. I never felt like I was sick, really. And everything my parents did, they took advice from a really kind doctor, Dr. Rogers. He had a gruff personality with others, but with his polio patients, he was kind as sugar. And he told my mother and my dad, treat her normal, you know, Let her do the things that other kids do and just treat her normal, and she'll be okay.
What year? What year did this happen to you?
It was 1950, and close to 51.
Okay.
I was born in 49.
All right.
It was before the vaccine was available in El Paso.
All right, so you've been...
And there were thousands of kids getting sick in El Paso. I remember the hospitals were... We would go for treatment every Monday, and the corridors were full of polio victims.
Oh, yeah. Well, this...
And some were very sick. They had to be in iron lungs, and others, it was just an ankle or a wrist. And others were like me. And well, I got to know some of the ones that were like me that needed leg braces and needed to be trained how to walk on them. And
all right, Nympha, we're going to have to take a break here. I need to talk over you, I guess, a little bit. We need to take a break here and come back and continue this discussion. We're talking about the polio in El Paso. We've got a victim here who has grown up and to be a big girl and family. And I saw the whole family. You had your husband, Reverend Dixon, there. And so you did pretty well considering how you started. So that's one thing we need to also focus on, that you can get over that and continue your life in whatever fashion. So anyway, Nympha Dixon is on the phone with us. Gabe Duran is the brother in the group there. And we're going to keep doing this. Come back in a minute and talk about it further. If you have a phone call you think we need, or do you have a comment? A lot of people over here saying they remember the sugar cube.
Yeah.
It spread in the summer. The mothers kept the neighborhood kids inside. And when we weren't in school, oh, my goodness, look at all that. You got more?
I told you there'd be a lot of reaction to this one. I'm in between Facebook pages right now posting. I'm just posting up the live link now. So if you're listening and you have a Facebook page, go on over there and look at the El Paso History Radio Show. And you can click on the link and watch us live on TV.
Imagine that tiny little camera sitting over there is dealing with this?
Well, you were in the industry for years and years of video. Can you believe that we're where we're at now?
Well, I got another one for you. Can you believe the camera that you have in your pocket and you walk around with takes better pictures than anything that was alive in the way of television?
Oh, yeah.
Before about 2006.
Well, look at the space, the first Men on the Moon mission. I mean, all the computers they had versus what they can do today.
That was black and white in 1969.
Yeah.
They did the best they could to get that. But I'm talking about just standing over there with a camera. I mean, I had a huge camera back in the year 2000. Cost me a fortune. I did a lot of videos with it. And this pocket camera here on your phone takes better pictures.
I know.
That's
amazing?
A different show. Let's talk about that some other time.
Yes.
But if they want to talk to us, they can make a comment here on the Facebook page.
That's
right. Or
they can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
This is Andrew J. Polk with News Radio 690 KTSM. The COVID-19 coronavirus is still spreading in our community, and anyone who has been exposed or is showing symptoms is asked to get tested. Information on free testing is available at epstrong.org. Find details on how to register for the vaccine at epcovidvaccine.com. eprenthelp.org has resources for tenants and landlords on rental assistance, and epbusinessstrong.org has details on grant and loan funding. From the News Radio 690 KTSM News Desk, I'm Andrew J. Polk.
Homeowners, it's true, you could save thousands. Interest rates are still at all-time lows. If the interest rate on your home is greater than 2.5%, then you need to call us now. Get a true refi on your 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 1.99% APR, or a 30-year fixed at just 2.25% rate, 2.39% APR. That's right, a 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 1.99% APR, or a 30-year fixed at just 2.25% rate, 2.39% APR with no title, escrow, or appraisal fees. Be true to yourself and call True Mortgage now at 800-260-8992. 800-260-8992. That's 800-260-8992. Or visit gettruemortgage.com.
Sign on the line, NKVA True Mortgage is located at 100 Spectrum Center Drive, Station 520, Irvine, California, 92618. Licensed by the Texas Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending as an SML Mortgage Banker. NMLS number 60, DBO 44713. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Listen, could Robert change your life?
At the age of 55, I started putting on weight, and I got to the weight of about 210 pounds. Always hungry. The heavier I got, the less energy I had. And about 6 months ago, I started taking the Andro 400, and I started realizing I had more energy. I felt better, and my mind was clearer, and I started losing weight. I went from my max weight was 215, and now I'm down to 176. My waist size has dropped from a 38 to a 32, and I've lost these big love handles that I had on my side, and I just look a lot slimmer.
Since 2004, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and to look and feel their best. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. andro400.com.
News Radio 690. KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got stuff going on, coming and going. We got an interesting announcement by phone coming in a minute. But I'm going to let you know here now that you can send us an email anytime, including during the show, ephistory690@gmail.com. Taking a look at that right now. Nobody's talking to me yet, but we've had a number of people get on there. Anyway, in the meantime, I got to let you know that you can also go to the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook, and we put our weekly promos out there. The biggie right now, we've got a TV channel of free videos about El Paso history, and that's on YouTube. That is turning out to be a big deal. We passed 1,000 last week, yeah. And all of a sudden, people are glomming onto that like crazy. We have El Paso Goals on there. I put 20 years worth of DVDs up there. There's about a dozen of them. Takes a while to make one of those. Anyway, they're all up there for free. Take a look at it. If you want to learn El Paso history, take a look at those in your leisure time. And nowadays, you may have more leisure time than you used to. But anyway, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. There's another group of videos on there. The ABC 7 series we did. And these are all generic, evergreen, so to speak. You can learn the same history now as you did 2 years ago when those aired on ABC. In fact, they aired on ABC up until last summer. But that's also at El Paso History TV. That's the channel on YouTube. So here's what you do. You go to YouTube.com. In the search bar in YouTube, you put El Paso History TV, and you get all these segments. Those are the ones with Bernie. And Bernie in his cowboy hat went all over town. We videotaped him doing stuff. Anyway, check it out. Oh, and we had a bunch of comments now coming in. There's people starting to comment. On February 15th, we had a comment on Legends of El Paso's Mountains. That's one of the DVDs there. David V has said, beautiful city. People are so friendly there. So he's somewhere else looking at our stuff. And also on February 15th, Monday, ABC 7 reporter Will Herron, he commented on the ABC 7 segment with Bernie. And you know what he said?
I saw that.
He said about the Camino Real and Juarez Mission in El Paso History TV. Will said, I know Bernie Sargent.
Hey!
That's what he said. And there's more.
That's right. On February 16th, another comment on Legends of El Paso's Mountains from XOXO Villarreal. And he said, it's a desert, it's dirt, a lot of rock.
That's true.
I was very observant. On Friday, February 18th, Legends of El Paso's Mountains got their comment from Ofi Garcia. I was born here, I lived here all my life, and I'm probably going to die here too. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. And then on the 18th also, we got one of our video lecturers got a comment. And it was from June 15th, 2013 video called Texas Trost Lecture in El Paso, Texas. Frank Diaz said, what a wonderful presentation. So subscribe free to the channel and automatically get notices on other new videos. So you can go to YouTube.com and search El Paso History TV. It's a great place.
Another one came in this morning about Tom Lee's El Paso. Sergio Carrillo. He said, great video. Love watching El Paso history. And there's that. And also, we've had comments on the stuff that is on there from the Trost Society. And frankly, we happen to have a Trost dude on the phone here. Hey, Max, how's it going?
Great. How are you doing today, Jackson and Melissa?
Hi, well, Max.
Where you have an announcement until we punched you up here. What's up?
Cool.
I have a big announcement. I'm pleased to announce that Preservation Texas in Austin, which is the state's leading preservationist organization, is partnering with El Paso County and KTSM 9 News to launch a new series of programs at prime time called Borderland Treasures, Exploring El Paso's Architecture.
Oh, boy.
The first episode will air February 25th at 6 o'clock p.m. on Sacred Heart Church.
Excellent.
A 4 or 5 minute episode with Natasha Paloma, KTSM anchor, producing the show. And every month at prime time, there'll be a new segment exploring our architecture in El Paso.
Good stuff here.
Keep us informed on that so we can share with it.
That's kind of mirrors what Bernie and I were doing with Andrew sometimes on the ABC 7. But what you're doing, you're just going to focus on architectural history, which is fabulous. There's so much of it, you'll never run out.
And Bernie gets calls a lot from people that, you know, heard of him. And then they, you know, a lot of you guys with the Troost Society.
Yeah. Good
and
stuff, Max. Yeah.
It's amazing, the interest.
Great stuff. Yeah, thank you for letting me announce. Each segment's going to be up to 5 minutes long and beautifully produced.
And
we'll have statewide distribution.
Excellent. When are you going to start this?
February 25th. Episode 6 p.m.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Max Grossman, for telling us that. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Channel 9. Thanks.
See you in the
bye
streets.
Bye,
you take her easy. All right. We got Gabe Duran here with his sister, Ninfa. And I looked that up. That's beautiful woman, I believe, if you translate it correctly. Is that right?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Well, of course.
Because she is a beautiful
woman.
We've
seen your picture. You're sitting up here. And you're the one who went through the polio madness and survived somehow. But the thing about it all, that can't be an easy journey. And we've got just a very quick, about another minute in this segment. We're going to take another break. But the idea that you went through that, I mean, do you feel any different than anybody, or just they just told you you were different?
No, I never felt different from anybody.
Yeah.
I was never treated badly by anybody.
Oh, that's good. Because I mean, a lot of people had it in a different fashion. You had it on your leg, I think, is what you said.
No, I had it on both legs.
Oh, both legs.
Up my back. In fact, the doctor said he would be surprised if I never could sit up without help. But not only
did you sit up, but didn't you become a missionary in far off places?
Yes. I married the love of my life,
uh-huh,
and we became missionaries in Spain for 28 years.
Wow.
And
I see.
We came back to El Paso to be with our children, who were married and had children of their own. And I've had a full life. I have no complaints at all.
Excellent. And also, just to put a point on this, we had your husband on the radio here back in, I guess, October somewhere, back in there, November. And he is a minister at St. Clement's.
Yes, that's right.
Excellent stuff. So you're part of the radio world now, Ninfa. That's another piece of your action that you can talk about. All right, take another break here. We got people talking about polio on the phone here. And also, we got another survivor of polio, and I didn't even know she had it. I just thought she had fell off a horse.
Oh, Patricia. Well, that's what she says.
That's second hour.
After robbing that bank, she said she fell off that horse.
That's all I knew about her. So anyway, we'll talk about her in the second hour. Call us if you need to, that number. And also on Facebook, you got any more pictures? Somebody in Horizon City is listening. Harry Kirk on the east side. Michael Potta. Chris Eichart. There's a lot of people out here listening.
Cindy Malazzo has a good comment, but we'll go on that one later.
You're going to pull that later? Okay.
Yeah, and because it's a long one. But there's a lot of great people out there listening and watching, and we really thank you for participating with us and liking the show and sharing it with your friends. So, you know, I think I figured out the problem you were talking about earlier before we got on the air. So we'll get to that later.
I think Angie's in Colorado. So we got some people all across the country.
Oh, Angie, yeah. Hello, Angie.
Hello, Angie. I'm looking at the computer, back of my head to the camera. I mean, I got to get used to this.
Yeah, it's like, hi.
TV on radio. Yeah. That's what we do now.
Yeah, we say hi to Angie this way because we know that she's freezing, but
well, she's used to it.
So she's laughing at all of us down here.
She's got Colorado figured out.
That's right.
That's a whole different story. All right, taking a break. Call that number. What is it?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Have you struggled to make friends as an adult? Do you worry that you lose yourself in relationships? Are you living the life you want to live or the one that others want you to? If so, you're not alone. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'd love for you to join me every Wednesday on the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, where we tackle these topics and many more. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a reason why people come into our showrooms. It starts with a smile and a warm welcome and grows into something more, a connection. The Viva Auto Group is about more than just selling cars. It's about people helping people. We're a lifestyle, brands you've trusted for more than 30 years. We don't just get you behind the wheel. You become a part of our journey. We are El Paso Strong. Live the Viva experience and be a part of the lifestyle.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with, and it's risky to be indoors with them too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearing House. Win and you get $5,000 a week for life. Then after that, someone you choose gets $5,000 a week for their life too. Hurry. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. The forever prize is ending real soon, so don't wait. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 2/24. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
iHeartRadio is the number one choice for music, radio, and podcasts, all in one. No one makes it easier to hear everything you love in one free app.
What everybody's listening to.
It's sort of like Netflix for my podcast.
So good.
I guess for me, it's all about motivation.
I gotta drop the quarantine weight.
Any podcast you could possibly imagine is right there in front of you.
All the podcasts, right there.
It's free.
One app, one place.
If you're not one of the tens of millions who have the app, download iHeartRadio for free today and start listening.
iHeartRadio.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Need to tell you about the celebration of our mountains. They cranked up already for the year. They normally used to wait till September. Jim Tolbert's got it going here on Sunday, February 21st. That would be like in tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., a hike to Ruby Mine, R-U-B-Y-M-I-N-E. I don't know what that is. But it's an
It's a ruby mine.
Inactive fluorite mine. It lies on the west slope of the Oregon Mountains, so it's below the Rabbit Ears Peaks. Wow, that's more than I know. Anyway, February 25th, another hike, 9 a.m., Scenic Rim Road. And is this the one Bernie's going to go on? Bernie went on the Rim Road already.
No, we're giving a private tour on Sunday.
Yeah. I see, but this is one on the 25th of February. History buffs, geologists, and walkers, it's a rescheduled event. February 27th, Tales at the Trail. That's the dog trail out there on the west side. And get a hold of Jim and talk about this. Otherwise, go to Celebration of Our Mountains on a search engine, and you'll find them. And it's the only thing. El Paso is kind of unusual in Texas in many ways. This is a big one because people don't have mountains to celebrate. We do. Ha-ha. Uh-huh. So there. What do you got?
Okay. What I have is if you're looking to sell, buy, or rent a home, then you need to call Patrick Tuttle at Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick is a top real estate producer and has an excellent portfolio of properties for sale and for rent. And even in this time of the pandemic, which is amazing, houses are flying off the charts. It's amazing. Call Patrick at 915-588-1850 or visit his website at Patrick Tuttle. ElPasoHomesForSale.com.
Call his pocket. Freak him out.
Bring up his pocket.
There you go. Hey, we got the polio concept here. Gabe Duran is on the phone here with us, his sister, Ninfa Dixon. And Ninfa, we just talked about your being a very active. Polio didn't really wipe you out, although you had it in both legs and some of your back. And when they told you you weren't going to walk anymore, whatever, I mean, you probably said, I'm not listening to that. Is that what happened?
No, my family encouraged me. They always wanted me to be part of everything, part of the games, part of everything. So I didn't want to stay in bed all the time, so I got up.
There you go.
Learned how to walk on crutches and braces. We all did. All the polio victims, we had to learn at a very early age, 3 years old, how to walk on crutches and braces. And I don't remember it being as hard as people thought it was, but...
Well,
I remember having to put on these clumsy braces. They were made of metal.
Oh, yeah.
My father would do that every morning. And I do remember having to maneuver stairs. And when I couldn't, my brothers and my father would pick me up and just carry me up and down. And I remember schools where my parents sent me to normal schools. I went to Cooley School, and everyone there treated me the same. I would go out at recess and try to push a ball around, and sometimes I could, and sometimes I'd just get tired and lean against the wall and enjoy other people playing. I never felt like a victim.
Did you know a
I
guy?
I remember very, very kind people always helping me along the way.
Ninfa, did you know
there
a guy
a boy
named
called Jimmy Rogers that helped me? He would pick up my lunch tray every day and put it up for me every day.
Uh-huh.
He never failed, rain or shine. He was there at school just to help me.
Ninfa,
he would be there.
Can she not hear me, Andrew?
I remember March of Dimes, paid for every expense. My parents never had a medical bill at all. And I remember the Texas Rehabilitation Commission bought my first hand controls for my car and taught me how to drive. I just had a lot of really, really good people help me along the way.
Did you ever
and
go
I'm
down?
I'm really grateful for
Ninfa,
that.
Ninfa, did you ever go down to the March of Dimes line? They painted one on the sidewalk. In front of, at the time, it was a Sears building. Now it's a police department, Five Points. I remember going down there with my father because he was in the Lions Club, and they had to sort of like police the line and encourage people to stop in their cars and actually put a dime on the line. Did you ever go see that?
No, I never did.
I did it. I went down there with my father. Like, what the heck is going on here? Dad, look at all this money. Yeah, you can't keep it, kid. It's got a car. it's got a place to go,
yeah.
Dude.
But well, it went to a very, very good... A good cause.
Oh, yeah.
It helped many, many polio victims.
And
we never paid a penny for our expenses, ever.
Ninfa, we've got a comment here on the Facebook page from Joshua Santillan.
I just saw that one, yeah.
Did you know him, I guess, somewhere?
Yeah, he's my nephew.
Okay. She said you fell at your grandmother's house and tried to help her, and you chewed him out for it because you didn't want to help. He said, she is super tough. Ah, they're talking about you.
Yeah, well, they didn't treat you like
true.
A victim, did they, Ninfa?
No, not at all.
Gabe, what other history do we have here to talk about? Because this is amazing. You mentioned the Egyptian history, so this has gone on for a long time. Any idea why it spread so quickly and so widely, shall we say, in the 1940s and 50s? What was that?
Well, I forgot to answer that. And a lot of it has to do with the soldiers returning from World War II.
Oh.
They were all over the world, of course, and when they came back with the diseases that they got over there and brought it here.
Goodness.
So, of course, polio was concentrated, that's not the right word, more prevalent after World War II because the soldiers brought some of it back with them. So that was a very important part of how it spread. Now, El Paso did have a lot of cases of polio, but there were other places in Texas especially that had polio pandemics or epidemics worse than here. San Angelo, Midland, Odessa, those places had high concentrations of polio in their community. So it wasn't just El Paso, it was all over the place. And many, many people were afraid, not letting their kids go out in crowds, like we mentioned before. So,
oh yeah,
I mean,
they wouldn't let you go. They wouldn't let you go swimming. You know, can you catch something funny at the pool?
And there was it happened every summer. Let's say from late April to May or June, polio would start to become more and more of a greater issue. So summer was a scary time during the pandemic or epidemic at that time.
Do you know, though, that with the pools, yes, there were a lot of fear that the bacteria was being spread through the, or the virus was being spread through the water. That's one of the reasons that they started to finally chlorinate pools, was because of the polio vaccine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey. Well, that's a good thing, right?
Isn't that amazing? I mean, all the lined up areas, like you said, similar to what we're going through today in many ways, but how they handled it back then.
We've got to take another break here, but I just noticed a comment here from Leonardo Duran. That must be somebody you know from listening in Reston, right. Virginia.
Oh, that's right.
And at Reston, Virginia, is that a cousin or somebody?
That's my brother.
Oh, your brother.
Oh, okay.
That's a pretty close relative then, huh? You got Leonardo out there in Reston, Virginia listening. Facebook is an amazing adventure when it works well. And it works pretty well for us. We'll just do what we can to help them along as well. All right, moving back to another break here. We've got to do that. Call us if you need. By the way, standing by for the second hour, our guest will be Patricia Kidney, and she also went through this.
Yeah, she suffered polio.
Gabe,
yeah.
When we come back, we might also talk about the difference, because Ninfa did not go through the iron lung thing, and neither did our next hour guest, Patricia. But we see the pictures of the iron, and maybe you can talk a bit about that and how different that was for people, because that wasn't your legs being hurt. That was like your whole body not working. So we'll get to that in a minute. Phone number would be
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-833-0112. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Staples has everything you need, like furniture, at amazing prices. Now at Staples, select chairs are 40% off. Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting. In-store only. Offer ends 2/27/21 while supplies last. Staples.
iHeartRadio with the latest info about slowing the spread in 2021.
Americans may be getting more comfortable with getting COVID-19 vaccines. The FDA's Dr. Peter Marks reminds us.
These vaccines have been very carefully studied, being one of the safest medical interventions.
The latest Gallup poll finds 71% of people surveyed are willing to get the shot, the highest acceptance rate since Gallup started asking in July.
Everything you need to know at cdc.gov/coronavirus.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I'd like to remind you about the McGoffin Home. I think they're open for tours under their conditions. It may be at arm's length. Give them a call to find out. Get a hold of Gloria Garza, Visitor Relations Representative at McGoffin Home, State Historic Site, 533-5147. If you've never been to McGoffin Home, you really need to. And I've got news for people who think that's just an Anglo thing. It is not. The guy was born in Mexico. He grew up Mexican. His mother spoke Spanish in the household. His name happens to be McGoffin. But that kid was a Mexican-American.
That's right.
From day one.
Chihuahua. Wasn't that where he was born? Yeah, Chihuahua.
What do you got? You got Mission Del Rey.
Yes, I do. Mission Del Rey Southwest on Lee Trevino is putting the finishing touches on their new floor plan and are about to start construction on their children's old west town. It'll even have a old-time jail and teepee, and these are going to be big hits for the kids.
I want a roller coaster in there.
You got some room in there.
Yeah.
Now, even though Valentine's Day is over, Mission Del Rey still has a lot of beautiful, authentic Native American silver and turquoise jewelry to choose from. And one of their best sellers this season, because of people spending more time at home, is the hand-carved Native American flute with the eagle and wolf and bear totems in walnut, cherry, and natural finishes. They're beautiful flutes if you've never looked online at them. They're back in stock now and a lot of fun to play and relax by. You know, they play some beautiful, relaxing music. Now, right now, Mission Del Rey is stocking the shelves with lots of great new El Paso souvenirs for friends and family visiting the valley. And two of our newest additions are handmade artisan candles and soaps, as well as prickly pear gummy bears.
Oh, boy.
I hope you didn't leave the thorns. And other Southwest treats.
Yeah,
I know. El Paso Mission Del Rey is currently running their semi-annual sale with 15% off in-store purchase through the end of month, Just mention the radio show for that discount.
You can go today.
Yeah, go today after the show's over.
Yes,
yeah,
you
got to go after the show. And for online shopping, if you still want to go out, venture out yet, you can go to missiondelrey.com. Their weekly $20 radio show giveaway for five of our listeners is still available. Just use this coupon code HISTORY at checkout to receive the $20 coupon. Now, this is only for online orders and cannot be combined with any other offers, so use HISTORY and get that special rate on your online order. Mission Del Rey is located at in the Quadrant Business Center, 1421 Lee Trevino, and it's Suite A7, and they're near the intersection of Lee Trevino and Pelicano. And you can also give them a call if you still can't find them at 915-440-2140, but it is really easy to find.
All right, they basically take everything El Paso Saddle Blanket ever used to sell, most of their stuff, and a whole lot more Native American stuff.
They've got some very things I never saw at the Saddle Blanket Company.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And I love the Saddle Blanket Company.
They added a whole bunch to it. They know what they're doing out there. All right, we got the folks on the line here, the Polio Conversation, Ninfa Dixon and Gabe, and Gabe Duran. Gabe, we got another comment. You want to read that one from... the brother-in-law?
Let me get back up here because we had another one come up. Here it is. Grace Ninfa's brother, Leo's wife, they visited Nina and John in Spain, and they took us to a restaurant that had a winding staircase, and the host of the restaurant looked at Nina and said, "Nope, sorry, we can't get up there." And she gave him a look. I'm trying to get ready. It's a long one. She gave him a look and proceeded to climb those stairs, and she's such an inspiration.
You don't stop, do you, Ninfa?
No.
I didn't think so.
Stop.
All right. Go ahead.
I had to learn early on that if I couldn't do it for myself, I'd be helpless.
Yeah. Well, also, you didn't have to use the iron lung. We're talking about that before this.
No, that was terrible.
Oh, my God. Gabe, did you look into some of that? Because we got a couple of pictures of iron. We have a picture of multiple kids in an iron lung time.
It looks almost like a laundromat, stacked with the kids.
I don't know if Andrew can get that one up or not. But anyway...
That was a very serious situation. Polio would affect your extremities and kind of work up your body. So if you had polio higher than your lungs, you would have to be fitted in that machine. And that machine would create a vacuum around your neck and your body, and it would push air in and suck the air out and making your lungs expand and contract so that you could have oxygen in your body. So it was a tough situation for many, many people. So my sister was actually very fortunate not to have polio reach her lungs or her upper body.
Well, did those people get out of those?
Have her kids and live a normal life.
Yeah, family and everything.
She'd be out there playing kickball with us.
Oh,
and
God.
She'd use her crutches and braces. And when she would get angry, she always had those weapons and those crutches.
Watch out. She's weaponized. Did you know anybody that went through an iron lung, and do they get out of those ever?
I knew someone.
Did you?
Yeah. She was very unique, but they did not always survive.
Oh, boy. Tough stuff there. Well, this is an interesting conversation, Gabe. We're going to owe it to you for creating this radio show topic today. And that's what we've been doing. We've been asking people to contact me, or like you did. You and I are in pretty much good touch all the time. But we have a radio email. Let's see, ephistory690@gmail.com. I have a couple of suggestions come in. So if you want to, and a microphone wouldn't fit, isn't that how that joke goes? But no, I'm talking about radio show topics. Never mind.
Oh, that's what you're talking
That's an
about.
Old Fred, what's his name, joke. In the meantime, we've got the potential if you have an idea for a radio show. And we've had several come in.
Yeah.
We've scheduled people to do stuff. So, Gabe, we thank you for doing that. We're going to say bye to you guys here in a minute. Next hour, we've got Patricia Kidney, another person, and her experience was a little. She was in South Texas. And she'll tell us on a farm, a ranch. Yeah, what went on with her back then? Any other thoughts on this, Gabe? We got about a minute left here.
Well, you know, I want to talk a little bit more about that iron lung. In fact, wasn't too long ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, that the last person who was in an iron lung passed away, and he had lived his whole life inside that iron lung.
Oh my goodness!
So, yeah, that's really something. But let's give the props to the people who actually eliminated polio. Jonas Salk.
Yes.
He was a scientist who developed a vaccine, and he was in competition with another scientist, and they didn't really work together too well. But
he gave it away. He didn't charge for it, right?
That's right.
He didn't charge for it.
No, he gave it away. He could have held the patent and made $1 billion on it, like Bill Gates is doing. But never mind. I shouldn't have said that. No. Don't go there.
Dr. Gates?
All right, Ninfa.
I just want to say thank you for having us on.
Ninfa, thank you very much for being here. Gabe, we're out of time on this hour.
Oh,
we thank you for doing and helping create this topic. And listen up next hour, we'll have Patricia on. But, Gabe, thank you very much. And you got more topics. I know you do.
Well, you know, I love El Paso history, and I'm always available.
All right.
Y'all
stick around and listen next hour if you wish. Thank you next time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Next hour, we got all kinds of things going on here, and it's basically a continuation of the topic with Patricia Kidney, someone who's...
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go. This hour is brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-05. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.